Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Chloe, and this is The Playmaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, Premier League teams will be allowed to bring on 5 substitutes from next season. Is it a good thing? In May 2020, temporary changes were made to the international laws of football, which allowed teams to make use of 5 substitutes instead of the usual 3. That was because of the COVID pandemic. Player welfare was at the heart of the decision because fixtures were being played in a condensed period of time so that the season could be finished more quickly. When the lawmakers decided that football associations could use 5 substitutes on a permanent basis, all of Europe's top leagues stuck with it, except the Premier League.
And on the issue of substitutes, it did go to a third vote. Should there be 5 substitutes back in the Premier League? For the third time, Premier League clubs voted against that, but they did decide to increase the number of substitutes on a team sheet from 7 to 9. So you sense a little bit of a compromise there might be seen. There were clubs that wanted 5 substitutes. There were others that said, no, we're happy with 3. So they are sticking.
The proposal was rejected 3 times, but when it was put to a 4th vote, it passed. From next season, each side can name 9 substitutes on the bench. Up to 5 players can be brought on during 3 different occasions during the match, as well as at half-time. Those who had advocated for 5 substitutes were delighted. Like Jurgen Klopp.
Yeah, great news. It's a top news for football, it's top news for the players.
And Pep Guardiola.
All the leagues, Germany, Spain, everywhere is 5 substitutions to protect the players, not to protect one team or another team. Protect the players.
The voting records show that the top 6 clubs voted yes to 5 subs every time the choice was offered. But not everyone wants the change. Why is that? Smaller clubs argued that the 5 subs rule favours the bigger clubs with their deep pockets and squads stuffed with the best players. Liverpool brought on Fabinho, James Milner and Sadio Mane in their 2-0 win against Watford over the weekend. With 5 substitutes, they could have also introduced Trent Alexander-Arnold and Luis Diaz. Manchester City also won 2-0 when they played Burnley. Bernardo Silva and Gabriel Jesus came off the bench. They had the luxury of naming Fernandinho, John Stones and Riyad Mahrez as subs, all top players who were unused in the match. Meanwhile, relegation-threatened Norwich drew 0-0 with Brighton. They brought on Christos Solis, Jonathan Rowe and Kieran Dowell. Jonathan Rowe is 18 years old and is yet to make his full debut for the club. Their boss, Dean Smith, made his views known.
For me, it doesn't matter whether I'm for or against it. The fact of the matter is we've voted 4 or 5 times for this. So how many times do you have to keep voting until somebody gets what they want? During COVID, we had to change to 5 subs. I was certainly for that, you know, with the amount of games that we were playing. Since then, it seems to have been on the Premier League agenda every time they have a meeting.
And it's not just a change in players on the pitch that could provide an advantage. 5 substitutes gives teams increased tactical flexibility. An entire 3-man midfield could be swapped out to change strategy. Until others caught up, this would benefit the best tacticians. So that's the big 6 clubs yet again. But Chelsea's Thomas Tuchel thinks it could also help the underdogs outperform a bigger team.
I was long enough also coach of underdog teams, and I would have loved to have 5 substitutes to make more players play, to maybe increase the intensity and or keep the intensity level against stronger teams if you are like an underdog.
As the boss of a big team, Thomas Tuchel does have a vested interest in talking up the benefits of extra substitutes. But no matter what his intentions, it seems to be a valid point. Someone who doesn't have a dog in the Premier League fight is England boss Gareth Southgate. He has, in the past, spoken out in favour of the new rule and has no interest in which clubs benefit from five substitutes. He just wants his players to be fit for international duty. So whether or not you think the rule change will benefit the biggest Premier League sides, it's also worth bearing in mind that it's good for player welfare. Thanks for listening to today's episode of The Playmaker. If you enjoyed today's story, why not subscribe so you don't miss future episodes? It was written by me, Chloe Beresford, and mixed by Xavier Greenwood.
The Playmaker.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.